I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Jennifer Chase of Microsoft Research, who is giving the MAA, AMS, SIAM, Gerald and Judith Porter Public Lecture at the joint meetings in Seattle. And the title of his talk is Network Science, From the Online World to Cancer Genomics. So Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit about that topic or your talk?
Sure. First of all, I'm thrilled to be giving the Porter Lecture. So what the talk is about is the relatively new field of network science, which has emerged over maybe the past 10, 15, 20 years, in which you study networks of all kinds. So the kinds of networks that might arise physically, like the internet, or the online networks, like the World Wide Web, social networks like Facebook. So those are kind of obvious ones, but there are less obvious ones. There are economic networks that are built sometimes on top of those other structures, sometimes not. There are biological networks, different kinds of biological networks, like phylogenetic trees or protein interactome networks in the human body. What I'm going to do is spend the first half or so of the talk telling you about the different kinds of networks that arise, and then about five different classes of mathematical problems on those networks. And then I'm going to focus on cancer genomics as one application in which we take big data, massive data, on cancer from patients, and we try to understand what the underlying dysfunction might be and how we might try to find drug targets to help people who have different kinds of cancers.
It's a pretty wide range of topics. When you study it, do you deal with each of those, or do you stay theoretical and then see how those things would naturally apply once you've figured out the big questions?
So probably over the past 15 years or so, you know, 15 years is a long time, so I've done a lot of those different kinds of things. One of the wonderful things, though, about doing the mathematics of networks, and of course about doing mathematics in general, is that techniques that can be applied to one application and one domain can often be applied to very different applications in another domain. So trying to reconstruct networks, you might use in cancer biology, but you might also use it in trying to figure out what's going on in a physical network on the internet when it goes down in places. So you can use the same kinds of mathematics, the same kinds of algorithms to study many different types of problems. And I think that's one of the things that's so exciting about this area.
When I picture some of the networks that I've seen at your talks, they're very complicated looking. But this is a public lecture. So is the fact that people are familiar with some of the networks, like the social network you mentioned, will that help them understand what you're talking about?
I think it should. And people now, you know, if they're on Facebook, for example, have a very good feel for these social networks, right? They understand that they're connected to some people. There are some hubs. There are some friends of theirs who are connected to many other people. They know that they have weak ties that link their part of the network. It goes through some weak tie to somebody else in, you know, into other pretty distinct parts of the network. Now, interestingly, when you then turn around and look at something like cancer, you might find, oh, there are particular proteins that land up linking different parts of the protein interactome in your cell, maybe in much the same way that there's something that links one group of people you know to another group of people whom you may not know as well. And so you find that there are special nodes, special vertices on these networks, which are really just graphs, which take on added significance and that are important if you're looking at cybersecurity issues, important if you're looking at issues of cancer, important if you're looking at how you might want to do viral marketing, important in cases in which you're trying to contain the spread of a virus like the SARS virus. So you find there are very special nodes, but in fact, these kinds of very special nodes will reoccur in many domains and have different significance, but have significance in these different domains.
So Jennifer, I think you've given us a good flavor of the topic in addition to your lecture, but is there anything you'd like to add?
Justin, I'm very much looking forward to being there. I love the joint math meetings, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
All right. So that's Jennifer Chase of Microsoft Research, who is giving the Porter Lecture at the 2016 Joint Mathematics Meetings in Seattle. And that'll be Saturday afternoon, the last day of the meeting, from 3 until 4 in Ballroom 6 B and C at the Convention Center. Jennifer, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks so much, Mike.